Open your King James Bible, please, to 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 13 for study number 145 today, please. This 15-minute audio Bible study commentary is titled 1 Timothy Study 145-Unbelief. Our text verse is found in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 13, which reads this way, "Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief." Let us pray. Father, give us wisdom and understanding today as we call upon you. I pray, God, you'd fill our minds with the Word of God. Touch our heart with the Holy Ghost. Touch our lips with the power of God. And I pray we'd speak today, Lord, as you'd have us to speak. May we say everything that needs to be said. Give us wisdom and understanding to say it, that it might find a place in the hearts of and the lives of men and women that are hearing this message today. You know where this message is going. You know who needs it. Lord, I pray that you direct it to their heart, and God, it'd do its job when it gets there. You said your word would not return void, but it would accomplish what it's sent for. And I pray, God, today that we hear from, Lord, your heaven today. Speak to our heart and speak to our soul. In Jesus' name we humbly pray. Amen. Now, this 15-minute audio Bible study commentary will be study number 145 on the first chapter of 1 Timothy, and it will be on verse number 13. We will title this lesson today, Unbelief, which is the last word of this verse. And this is found there. This will be our 12th study on verse 13 of this first chapter of 1 Timothy. This is also the fourth study on the fifth of five statements found in this 13th verse. We hope that the Lord will use and bless this lesson to encourage and inform you, the people of God, to the truth of the Word of God. Now, the word unbelief is mentioned in 16 verses of the New Testament. It's only found in the New Testament and is not used in the Old Testament, even though there were a lot of unbelief found in its pages. The word unbelief means non-belief, lack of believing, agnosticism, or atheism. It is the opposite of believing and having faith in God. Unbelief is simply not believing in something, and particularly here, believing in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. In our study today, we will be discussing the unbelief in the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Many believe in a God of their choosing or of their own description, and they call Him by many names. They even build and construct images to them with a direct command from God to not do so. Others have an idea of who God is, but when the Bible speaks of unbelief, it is speaking of the knowledge of Jesus Christ as the only begotten Son of God. Without a personal knowledge of Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you will never be accepted by God Almighty, and you will never go to heaven. There are believers and there are unbelievers. There's a difference between the two. We hope to clarify the difference between these in this and in the next few lessons. Now, in this lesson today, we're talking about believing in the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and putting faith and trust in Him. The believer must believe in the perfect manifestation of Jesus Christ as a Son of the living God. The true believer must believe that He is God in the flesh, must believe that He's born of a virgin, and must believe that He's born into a human flesh family to die for all mankind. The believer must believe that He is all God and all man at the same time. The believer is one who believes that Jesus Christ is God's only begotten Son, lived a perfect sinless life, died on the cross of Calvary, went to the grave, and rose from the dead on the third day. Then he ascended up into glory from the Mount of Olives, and he will come again to call out the church at the appointed time. The believer must believe that Jesus Christ is the perfect mediator, sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for all of the saints of God. To not believe this makes that individual an unbeliever, seated in unbelief. That is what we're going to talk about in the remaining portion of this lesson. Unbelief is represented and declared in the Bible as sin. Unbelief is the opposite of faith. Now, faith is confidence in God, and specifically, it is confidence in Christ or in any fact, any doctrine, or any promise of the Bible from the Lord. To disbelieve the Bible doctrines and the facts of the Bible is called unbelief. Now, the first mention of this word unbelief is found in Matthew chapter 13, verse number 58. And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Jesus is not accepted as the Son of God here, but noted as the son of a carpenter or the son of Joseph. This same unbelief is taught today as well. The devil has hatched up that rotten doctrine of Jesus being the son of Joseph in order to deceive the souls of men and cause them to die without God and go to hell. As a matter of fact, all who hold the view that Jesus is the son of an ordinary man will die lost because of their unbelief in the Savior, and they will perish in hell for eternity unless they repent of this unbelief. To deny that Jesus Christ is divine is unbelief, and unbelief is sin. I want to say it again. Unbelief is sin. We also find the disciples could not cast a devil out of a man, and they came to Jesus and asked why they were unable to do so in Matthew chapter 17, verses 19 through 20. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. This is another side of unbelief, which is a lack of faith in the power of Christ. They were told by the Savior that it was because of their unbelief that they could not cast this devil out. They did not have enough faith to believe to see the hand of God work. We as believers, just like these disciples, do not have enough faith as a grain of mustard seed many times in our life. A mustard seed is very tiny. So tiny, if you dropped it, you probably would never find it again. Not believing and trusting Christ in and for all things is classified as unbelief. Our faith is weak many times, and a lack of faith in the powers of Christ is unbelief. We're to trust Christ for all things and in all things and never doubt Him whatsoever. We will now look at a reference concerning a man who brings his son to Jesus with an evil spirit in Mark chapter 9, verses 20 through 24. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oftentimes it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if, he says, thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway, which means immediately, the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Jesus tells the man all things are possible to him that believeth. This man cries out with tears and said, Lord, I believe, and help mine unbelief. This prayer should be our prayer so many times in our life. This man is brought to Jesus with an unclean spirit in control of him. He is brought to Jesus by his father and told Jesus that he had been controlled by this unclean spirit since he was a child. Jesus told him all things are possible to him that believeth. The father got the message and prayed a prayer that we all must do in order to get things done in our lives and the lives of others. Unbelief is a sin, and it must be repented of. We find another interesting reference to the word unbelief in Mark chapter 16, verses 11 through 14. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. After that, he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country. They went and told it unto the residue. Neither believed they them. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. Now look at this. Mary Magdalene had gone to the empty tomb, and she had reported to those around her about the resurrection of Jesus. Then they carried it on to one to another. This unbelief was a refusal to believe that Jesus Christ had risen from the dead. He had taught this resurrection in his earthly ministry for the past 3 years, and they had not picked up on it. It took place now, and now they were having a hard time believing, and this is called unbelief. Now, Abraham in the Old Testament was a man of faith and staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief in Romans chapter 4, verses 19 through 22. The Bible said, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Look at that. But was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Praise God. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now Abraham, one of the Old Testament characters, was told that he would have a son when he was about 100 years old and his wife was past the age of giving birth. He believed God and did not allow the devil to infiltrate his heart with unbelief. It paid off for them and for Abraham. Again, unbelief is a sin and needs to be repented of. God help and forgive us of our sinful unbelief. Now, Abraham here is a good example for us to keep in our hearts and use him as an example of how we should trust, how we should depend on, and how we should believe in the Lord Jesus Christ for everything and have no doubts at all or even any questions what God can and would do for us if we only believe with all our heart. There's an interesting bit of facts about Jesus and their unbelief that we find in Romans 11:30. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief. Now read the whole 10th and 11th chapter of the book of Romans to get the whole story here. The Jews rejected Christ as their Messiah, and they crucified him. In accordance with this, God cut them off and cut them out and put them to the side for a space of time. He turned to the Gentiles through the Apostle Paul, and we're in the day of grace has been established, and it's going to last until it's over. This period of time we know is a day of grace. We'll end when the Lord comes in the clouds and calls the church up into glory. This is known as the rapture of the church. God then will turn back to the Jews primarily and deal with them until he comes back with the church to set up his kingdom on this earth. Much could be said here, but time will not allow a complete study here at the present time. We also find that some of the Israelites did not get to go into the land of Canaan. Hebrews chapter 3 and 6. Dean says, and verse 19, for some, when they had heard, did provoke Howbeit, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses, but with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. They rebelled with griping and grumbling and murdering and murmuring and complaining. They refused to be led of God and to follow the Lord with all their heart. God buried many of them in the wilderness and raised up another crowd to follow him. He allowed them to go into the land of Canaan. The others died in the wilderness because of their unbelief. Remember, unbelief is sin, and this sin must be confessed and forgiven. We trust that this study, number 145, titled Unbelief, has helped to inform you and helped you in your spiritual life. May God bless you. Amen and amen.